tweteekateeka okusisinkana entandikwa y'okutibwa kw'eggwanga
Uganda.
Era twali tutegeezebwa okuyitibwa kusinziira ku kyera Katonda
alaba.
Kale olwayo tugenda kuba tutandika mu butongole
ennyanjula.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo.
Naye katusooke tuddize kitaffe ekitiibwa n'ettendo ku lwaffe ng'eggwanga lya Uganda ne ku lw'amawanga gonna
ag'omunsi.
Natumuwa ekifo ekisooka era n'okutukulemberamu ng'ayita mwoyo
omutukuvu. Holy Spirit,
in
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Father
Almighty,
we
glorify you.
We give
you the glory and honor.
Thank you for the
good moment you've given us today. This morning,
we
glorify you, King of
Kings.
May we first come to you.
Reduce
ourselves, Father, faithful.
So
we went in Matthew 7 that we
know
the door will be open for us.
When
we ask, we shall be given.
Lord,
we come knocking through prayer.
You
told us in Philippians chapter 4, verses
6,
tell me all that you need through the prayer and the repentance. Lord, we come to introduce King of Kings. And we first tell you
that
we restore to sight to understand.
We
don't have any other Father on earth, but you, the Father in
heaven.
The Lord Jesus gave unto us.
This is
Matthew
23:9.
You don't have any other Father on earth. Your Father is one in heaven. Lord King of Kings,
you
believe
you are
the Father of all spirits, and you told us,
in the
Ezekiel 18, verse 3, and you say that all souls are yours. Introduce us as your soul.
And
believe the Holy Spirit your witness.
When
he speaks in Hebrews
12,
verses 9, and he says,
when
we had our physical
father,
those who try to discipline
us,
but won't we more
on
you, Father of all spirits, which we believe now, you are our Father, and you don't chase us
on
your
presence.
Don't take your Holy Spirit
from us,
as written in Psalms
54.
You are our Father in heaven. You told us in Jeremiah, when you get back to you, let's call you Father.
We
shouldn't back
to you,
even though we introduce ourselves in the name of the Lord Jesus, your living God.
We
ask our Lord Jesus, Lord, to chase us from your
presence.
You told us in Matthew 10, from verse 30
to
35, if you reject
now,
you reject us
before
the Father. We
did
all
that.
Oh, our Lord Jesus, we move to come to you.
And
we ask to accept, give us authority to become offspring
of the
before the Father in heaven.
And
the nation Uganda, for all the same, we ask for you in the entire world.
We
ask your Lord Jesus that you accept us again.
We
introduce us to the Father as the Church of Salvation.
We ask you to give us the right to come to us.
church in town. We go to
the
stand for all nations of the world
to
repent and to repent for the Spirit you sent in Acts chapter 2. But we scorn him and
prepare
to be laid. We will come him again in Acts
2,
the King of Kings.
If
you ask your Holy Spirit to come to lead us, May God bless you. And before you sit down,
Let
first honor the national anthem as we are going in the call of the nation Uganda. Let me expect you prepared well. We first got preparation of the call of the nation on the first Sunday. Today we want to begin the introduction in the name of the Lord Jesus.
And
the main heading we're focusing much on, the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, like it was on the nation Israel in the era of BC. Praise Jesus so much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing yourselves to seeking the Lord as you pass through the Holy Book, the Bible. Like he told us in Isaiah 34, verse 16, look in the book of the Lord and read. For none of them will miss its
mate,
and the mouth of the Lord commanded, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered. May God bless you so much.
For
this call of the entire nation, you're going to hear it through the Holy Scriptures. Praise Jesus so much. First and foremost, the nation of Israel,
eat
as it was called, to prepare for the birth of Christ on earth, and eat the nation Uganda, and we got to be called
to
see that we prepare the entire world for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Praise
Amen.
Jesus so much.
In
here, on the things which connect briefly, which can I give you on the call of the nation Israel, the Lord explains briefly like this. This is what I first give you in brief. Israel was called to do what?
Uganda,
and Uganda was called to do what? Praise Jesus so much. Let me first give you of that,
then
you first get to be explained well. Romans chapter 9, verse 1 and 5. I'll request you to pass through quick. Romans 9 from verse 1.
Njogera mazima mu Kristo, sirimba. Omoyo gwange nga guntegereza ddala mu mwoyo omutukuvu. Nga nina ennaku nyingi n'okulumwa okutamala mu mutima gwange, kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okukolimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange ab'ekika kyange mu mubiri, be Bayisirayiri abaaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano n'okuteekerwa amateeka n'okuweerezanga Katonda n'ebyasuubizibwa abaalina bajjajjaabo, era omwava Kristo mu mubiri afuga byonna, Katonda atenderezebwa mirembe gyonna. Amina.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We've
heard what happened, that as the nation Israel, it was given all promises, It was given all things of the laws. And when he came in the flesh, it was what prepared the path of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus so much. But within all,
that's quite
really the call of the nation Uganda. How our call is just like that of the Israelites. What I want to first remind you,
that
all both they were called on that work, and it got to be winded up through all the problems which God passed through with the nation Israel. After he moved out to seek another nation which he had promised all. But in all, we shouldn't forget that in that exact time of that nation promise, Israel has to get back to serve God. Now it's our role, as we are going to understand, and to bring back the nation of Israel to resume to serving God. According to Romans 11 verses 25, we are warned before we move on so much on the call of this our nation. Let's read Romans.
Balumi esula ya kuminemu olinyirwa bili mutano.
Romans 11 from verse 25.
Kubanga sagala mwe aboluganda obutamanya kyama kino mulemenga okubeera abamagezi mu maaso gammwe mweka ng'obukakanyavu bwabeera ku Bayisirayiri mu kitundu okutuusa okutuukirira kw'abamawanga
Yes, you
have praise Jesus.
Even
though there's been that hardening upon the nation Israel, when we get the flesh, according to how they have been fighting to come believing the Lord Jesus, but that hardness, he said, to come to pass through the fulfillment of the Gentiles. God has been moving many nations, reaching the nation he promised Israel in the eras before. Now, as we explain this call to you, I don't want you to forget that the exact seasons we are in, they are the seasons Israel has to get back, where they have to understand God in the fullness, where they have to believe all speaking of the Lord Jesus, and all nations have believed. When you look at verse 26 in Romans 11, Romans
11:26, nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti muliva mu Sayuni awonya alijjawo obutatya Katonda mu Yakobo, era eno y'endagaano yange eri bo bwe ndibaggyako ebibi byabwe.
Praise Jesus.
So Mukama akaseera konna,
now God anytime is getting back the nation of Israel. But Uganda, you're the one going to spearhead this through the call which was given you for all the nations of the world.
It's
your work to restore Israel and to explain them in reality the truth of the living God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Moves
us in the next verse saying,
Balumi sura ya 11 n'olunyiirwa biri mu 8.
Romans 11 verse 28.
Mu njiri be balabe ku lwammwe, naye mu kulondebwa baagalwa ku lw'abajjajja.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bwe twatuuka mu njiri,
when we reach the gospel,
njiri baatuuka ne bagigaana mu
reached and rejected the gospel.
Wankubadde kati emitima gyabwe gitandise Katonda ogite kati bato okuddamu funi.
Now God's began to prepare their hearts to get back the gospel.
Naye baludde ebbanga nga balwanagana.
But they have taken long fighting the gospel.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Nanga abasinga kubo baali bakkiriza ndagaano nkadde
yoka. Most of them only believe the Old Testament.
Ng'empya tebagikkiriza.
And they never believe the New Testament.
So kibatwalidde olutalo lw'amaanyi.
Now it's required and taking them a great battle.
Ne Katonda okuteekawo obulabe wakati waabwe nabo.
God putting an enmity between them and him.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kale mu byonna kyenyinza okwongera osooka okutegeeza.
Now in all what I can first tell you,
nti bo bennyini,
that they themselves,
ebyo byonna nga bamaze okubikola,
after they have done all that,
Katonda yabateerawo akaseera
ako, God put for them that moment,
asooke yeetoole mbaama ggwanga
that he can rotate in the Gentiles to reach the nation he promised for a long time.
Uganda
Uganda is promised to manifest.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
I want you to first write,
Uganda asubizibwa okujja mu kifo kya Israel.
Uganda is hoped to come in the place of Israel,
sikubajjawo,
not to take them away
wabula okubajjukiza,
but to remind them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And to tell the entire world, according to Deuteronomy 32, this verse 21, God moves on, promised the nation Israel. When they had just moved from Israel, Egypt, he told them that I'll make you jealous over another nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let's read and hear.
Ekyamateeka essula ya 3 mu 2 olunyiriri.
Deuteronomy 32 verse 21.
Ekyamateeka 3 mu 2 olunyiriri 21. Bankwasanga obujja n'ekyo ekitali Katonda. Bansunguwazanga n'ebigambo byabwe ebitaliimu. Nange ndibakwasa obujja eri abo abatali ggwanga. Ndibasunguwaza n'eggwanga essirusiru.
Have
you heard clear his promise?
Yabagamba.
He told them, all things you have done them, but seasons will come, and me, I'll go to my nation which I promised.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
It took a very long time to reach where that nation is. And there are many things you're going to hear in the call of our nation, Uganda. And they're involving even our president himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, there are many things to be understood. But the nation is where he promised it, that in a little time, I'll make you jealous over the new nation. It was surprising that in the shortest time, after time passed from Deuteronomy to written Isaiah,
yes,
praise Jesus. Isaiah
63,
he moved on to show them a nation. He told them, I've already seen that nation, and I introduced myself to that nation. Let's read on here.
Isaiah 65 no lini orusoka.
Isaiah 65 from verse 1.
Mbuzi waka abo abata mbuza angako. Ndabi duwa abo abata nonya anga. Nagamba anti ndaba. Elie guanga. Elitatumi buanga linyari ange.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mazima yajyo kwe andule elie guanga.
Truly he came to introduce himself to this nation.
Natutube ilangakona linyari.
And we've never heard of his name.
And
none of us has ever searched and inquired of him. When we spoke in the Uganda motto, in the Uganda motto, that for God and our country, it's not that we knew of that God, but he himself decided to come introduce himself when he passed through our own mouth.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And he introduced himself. Made a covenant of serving him when we are not aware of that. Let's finish this verse. Isaiah 65 from verse 1. Praise Jesus. Now we began to inquire about God.
And
even pray him. We've never thought of him. And don't you see the Uganda motto? It's not that we woke up in the day and we thought to confess God. Never fought him in the past era.
You
know, when that independence was happening, our forefathers were wizards, like the nation of Uganda, you know.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
But because he had promised,
yes,
he
was
promised,
yes,
that his nation had already seen him. This he did it when he based in
Isaiah
19 from verse 5. After he marked us with the river Nile. Let's read their brief.
Isaiah 19,
Isaiah 19 from verse 5.
N'amazzi galikendeera mu nnyanja n'omugga guliwebuuka ne gukala n'emigga giriwunya obugga obw'emisiri gulikeewa ne bukala ebitoogo n'essaalu biriwotoka amalundiro agali ku kiyiira ku lubalama lwa kiyiira kwennyini ne byonna ebisigibwa ku kiyiira birikala.
Yesu
yayogera
nnyo ku mugga guno.
He spoke much of this river.
Omugga guno
this river.
Tuli bagula bakawo mu maaso gye.
We are to see it ahead there.
Kaali kabonero akalambika omwoyo wajja okubeera mu ggwanga.
It was a sign marking how his spirit will be in this nation.
Kubanga ne Isaiah we yali agiyita.
Even when he called Israel.
Yagirambika n'omugga oguyitibwa Furati.
He marked it with the river Euphrates.
Oguli mu Yosua esula esooka.
Which is in Joshua chapter 1.
Nyo olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Mpaka olwokutaano.
And to 5.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
So netujanga egwanga ino yali amaze okulirambika.
Now after he marked this nation.
Eranga arambise n'omugo.
He marked it with that river.
Ng'ebyama by'okuwulira.
As the secrets will hear.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
So tejava buvye eri ntugamba bugambi kulwa Katonda.
It didn't just come that we spoke for God.
Kulwa Katonda ne kulwensi.
That for God and our country.
Tujja kuyimirira.
We shall stand.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kirina obuvano gikiva.
It has where it originates from.
Kale nga bwe tusoose okutegeeza.
Like we first told you.
Eggwanga lya Isirayiri lyayitibwa okuteekateeka amazaliwa ga Mukama waffe.
Israel was called prepare the path of the Lord Jesus.
Asobole okutunnunula.
That he can redeem us.
Okuva mu bibi.
From the sins.
Ate gwe Uganda.
But you Uganda.
Wayitibwa okuteekateeka amanga gonna.
You are called to prepare all nations.
Olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe.
For the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukama waffe Yesu yali atuuse ku nsi.
When Jesus had reached the world.
Yagenda maaso n'okutuukiriza ebyalipa byali ayogeddeko emabega.
Fulfill scriptures it spoken of before.
Bwe yalimu Matayo. Esura eno yabiri mwesatu.
When he was in Matthew 23,
yagambe gwanga lya Isirayiri.
He told the nation of Israel.
Ikakano neyo ngeze mawanga amalala.
Right now I've moved on to other nations.
Nanga temutegedde biro byakukyalirwa mu.
Not realize the sins of your visitation.
Kati okujja kwange biro biri mazo okutuuka ne mugamba we bwe kitibwe yajja mu linnya lya Mukama.
Said the sins come and said blessed be he who came in the name of the Lord.
Lwe mudiddamu okunaba.
That's when you will see me again.
So Christ has ateeka base mu mawanga mangi.
Christ has come putting bases in different nations.
Iye yali yabaze gwanga lidisemba yo mulimu.
But he had plotted the nation which will wind up this mission.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus so much.
Amen. Kusina betu Matayo 27.
According to what we read in Matthew 23.
Natandikurwa satumwa musango.
Let's begin from verse 37.
Matayo esula ya 23 olinyirwa satumwa musango.
Matthew 23 from verse 37.
Yerusalemi, Yerusalemi, ataba nabbi. Akasukirira amayinja abantu abatumibwa jali. Emirundi emeka jinayagalira ddala okukunganya okunganya abaana bo ng'enkoko bwekunganya obwana bwayo munda w'ebiwawaatiro byayo ne mutayagala laba ennyumba yammwe ebalekeddwa kifulukwa kubanga mbagamba nti temulindabako n'akatono okutuusa leero okutuusa lwe mulyogera nti aweereddwa omukisa ajja mulinya lya Mukama.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kama afu Yesu yali anatera okuva ku nsi kuno kudembwa kabaka bw'omuggulu.
The Lord Jesus as he was about to leave the world get back to heaven.
Yalaga nti abasinga mu ggwanga lino lya Isirayiri.
He showed that most in the nation of Israel.
Baali tebategedde kujja kwe.
They had not realized his coming.
So nga gwali mulimu gwabwe okuteekateeka amajja.
Yet it was their work to prepare for his coming.
Okuzaalibwa kwe ku nsi.
For the birth of him on the world.
Baatumibwa nga babattanga abasinga.
They sent to them, most of them they killed them.
Naye yabagamba.
But he told them.
Matayo 23 nyorwasatu
Luke 23:38.
Ebyo byonna nga bamaze okubikola.
After they did all that.
Yasalawo okuleka ennyumba ya Isirayiri oba eggwanga lya Isirayiri ng'ekifulukwa.
He decided to leave the nation of Israel desolate.
Era tumanyi nti okuva ebiro ebyo.
And we know that from those days.
Kama Yesu nga amaze okufa n'azuukira.
After the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
N'okutambula kw'abatume nga batambuza enjiri.
And the moving of the apostles moving the gospel.
Eggwanga lino lyagenda maaso okufacinga entalo n'ejje bulira.
This nation moved to face wars up to now.
Kubanga buli ekifulukwa kisobola okuyingirwa mu buli kintu kyonna.
This desolate land everything can access it.
So Katonda yalingawo mu biro bya BC.
Now the God who stood with them in the nation of BC.
Eggwanga lino lya Isirayiri.
And this nation of Israel.
Ebaddamu kumulabako.
They never saw of him.
Newankubadde okubasindikira omulono.
They had to send them a redeemer like it used to happen.
Wango mrokoza akira barokozi bona
yali Savior above Savior that come.
Na yeye bageza ko kumulije.
But they tried to reject him.
Olwobutamanya.
For ignorance.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yabagamba mulinyoro asatu mu mwenda.
He told them in verse 39.
Nti tebali mulaba.
That they would never see him.
Kutuka
Until they will speak that blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus himself.
In
the second coming, they must have confessed that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This is what I can try to give you in brief. Why do we bring that word? The call, the covenant, and the glory of God. Nation of Uganda in AD, as it was on the nation of Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
those promised upon this nation
Uganda,
of Uganda, in Isaiah
19,
they marked us with the river Nile. Don't be promised that we shall make a covenant on behalf of Africa, which was known as Egypt in the eras before. Let's read Isaiah 19:21.
Era Mukama alimanyibwa Misiri, n'aba Misiri balimanya Mukama ku lunaku luli. Weewaawo balisinza ne saddaaka n'ekitone, era balyeyama obweyamo eri Mukama, era bali butuukiriza.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ekikulu mu byonna,
the main thing in all,
nti mu biro ebyasooka,
that in the eras before,
Africa tebaamumanya.
Africa was not known.
Bali bamanyi Misri.
They knew Egypt.
Yali atwara amatwara
go. The one who took over all those territories.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye Africa adda mu kifo ekya jeno ekyokutwala Misri.
Africa came into a general name.
Naye nga kigambibwa.
But it is said,
nti mu biro ebyo byennyini,
that in those seasons,
walivaayo abakola obweyamo eri
Mukama. They will come, they will make an oath and a vow to God.
Naye twakikola.
But we did that.
Mwaka gwa 1962.
In the 1962.
Twafuna obwetwaze.
When we got our independence.
Twagamba.
We said.
Gwa Katonda.
For God.
Ekulu ensi
yaffe. And my country.
Obwesibwe yamo.
Is that not a vow?
Yesu yewe.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
Obwesibwe yamo.
Is that not a vow?
Yagamba bali yeyamo obweyamo,
they will make a vow,
era bali butuukiriza,
and they will fulfill it.
So tumbire byokutuukiriza obweyamo.
Now we are in the season of fulfilling those vows.
Kuru Afrika yonna,
for entire Africa,
eyamanje bwanga Egypt,
that it was known as Egypt before.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yensonga lwaki?
The reason why
twatumbwe kula lya Africa,
we were called the pearl of Africa.
Twandibadde kula lya Misri,
would have been the pearl of Egypt. But because the name of Chupain it now is Africa,
we shall
be called the Pearl of Africa. We shall stand on the behalf in glory. Like you see Israel, where it was the Pearl of Asia,
the
land flowing with milk and honey.
And
things are going to be seen them in their fullness. But I wanted to first make an introduction.
On
that heading you have, what does it mean? The head of the call of the nation, the covenant, the glory of God on the nation Uganda. In the AD, like it was on Israel, Egypt, Israel in the BC. Where does those words come from?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all that was promised, in Isaiah 19, it is said
that
in the days of the call, God will be on a swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. We know very well the coming of the Lord Jesus the second. Still too is on a swift cloud. You know he's coming on the cloud.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The image you see we've posed there tries to explain what we've been speaking. And we show the nation of Israel
Uganda,
and of Uganda, all preparations made to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Just
as Israel prepared for his birth, in the videos we shall release,
you
will get all of them when they are there and they are put there proper.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Amen. So much. But according to Isaiah 19, from verse 1,
it marks
that the second coming of the Lord Jesus, it had focused much on Africa,
Egypt,
that which was known as Egypt, in the era of BC.
Africa.
But when we look at Africa,
there is a
nation known as the Pearl of Africa, which was marked with the River Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And that's the nation which is going to inspire that work. Let's read Isaiah
19
from verse 1. Isaiah 19 from verse 1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri, laba, Mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu najja mu Misiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Laba Mukama akoze eki?
Yebagadde
ku kire ekiyita amangu.
See, the Lord rides on a swift cloud.
Nasalawo okujja Misiri.
It is coming to Egypt.
Ekyamazima kiri bweki.
The truth is this.
Misiri oyo.
That Egypt.
Ye Africa leero ku twita Africa.
The present day Africa.
Naye nga yamakingamu eggwanga eryekula lya Africa.
He need to mark that nation the Pearl of Africa.
Tumbironga akomawo ku kire.
That the time when he comes back with the cloud.
Eggwanga eryo likulemberamu emirimu gy'okuteekateeka amaddagi.
That nation will spearhead the work of preparing for his coming.
Era waliwo n'ebyama byogenda okumanya.
And there are many secrets you're going to be knowing.
Lwaki omukulembeze oyo w'ekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni
yaliddeko? His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni has spoken long in power.
Wanga ino kuyitibwa okuteekateeka emirembe mu ggwanga.
He has called to prepare peace and justice in this nation.
Okusobola okuyamba okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga.
To help the call of the nation be fulfilled.
Mwababadde bajja beera nafe obunabbi bwonna mubadde
mbufu. You who's been with us, you've been getting all those promises.
Oba waakuddako oba si waakuddako nga mbimanyi.
Whether he's to get back or not, you knew that.
So bingi ebyokutegeera.
Now many things are to be known.
Naye nga Katonda ono.
But this God.
Mukama wafe Yesu ngajira kukire.
As the Lord Jesus comes on a cloud.
Okusoka byona kimwino tegira.
First and foremost, what you have to know.
Eri buroba bugenda sobola kuyimira.
There is no witchcraft is going to be able to stand.
Wankubadde amakanisa agobulima.
Either the false churches.
Okusokera da mugwanga ya Uganda.
First and foremost, the nation Uganda.
Okwetu ula Africa.
It's run in Africa.
Nensi zonna.
An entire world.
Wanga tusoma mu lugendo lwe gulu.
We will read the journey of heaven.
Ebintu bingi.
Many things.
Ebyokukozesebwa mu mulimu
guno. Which are to be used in this mission. Let's finish this verse and we hear. Isaiah 19 from verse 1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri, laba, Mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu najja mu Misiri. N'ebifaananyi eby'Emisiri birinyenyezebwa mu maaso ge. N'omutima gwa Misiri gulisaanuuka mu yo wakati. Era alirwanya Abamisiri n'Abamisiri.
Praise Jesus. You cause Africans fight fellow Africans. That you've seen it moving on. Starting from Egypt as a nation which retained that name. They have been fighting, they have not even finished. The Sudanese, Eritrea, Ethiopia, all of them.
It
has we are still having some peace. You know, even Kenya has been in the fight.
Tanzania.
Rwanda just finished.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. All those signs. They are the same signs the Lord marked in his second coming. In Matthew
24,
nations will fight with the nation.
So,
now, there are many things to understand. But I try to explain to you why is God saying the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, like it was on Israel in the era of BC. Praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. When the Lord Jesus, the promise is coming in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, just as you've heard, on a swift cloud coming to Egypt. And we've understood it's the present day Africa. And there is a Pearl of Africa.
Uganda.
Prepare for this is coming. All nations to be able to prepare themselves. Let's hear. Revelation 1:7.
Laba, ajja n'ebire, era buli liiso lirimulaba. Naabo abamufumita. N'ebika byonna eby'omu nsi biri mukubira ebiwoobe.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ajira kubire.
He's coming on the clouds.
Era buli liiso lyakola ki?
Every eye is to see him.
Kyeffe tulina okubateekateeka nga budde
bukyali. We must prepare them when it's still time.
Bingi by'ogenda okumanyira
ddala. There are many things we're going to be knowing freely.
n'engeri gy'ogenda otuukirizaamu.
And how you are to fulfill that.
Kuno kwe kuyitibwa kw'eggwanga kwennyini
okwaddala. Real call of the nation.
Kuzze kulangibwa okumala akaseera.
It's been proclaimed for some time.
Naye ebiro eby'okutuukirizibwa.
But the seasons of it being fulfilled.
Ebyo byennyini bye tulimu.
It's exactly we are in.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Lwaki tuweereddwa omulimu guno nga full knowledge?
Why have we been committed this work as the full knowledge?
Kyetwagala okwongera okunnyonnyolako.
What explain more of?
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Lwaki omulembe omupya?
Why the new generation?
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
With the full knowledge of God.
Uweereddwa okutuukiriza omulimu guno.
It's been given to fulfill this work.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omulembe omupya.
The new generation.
Katonda nago yagusuubiza.
It to God promised it.
Unaku ez'oluvannyuma.
In the latter days.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nago yagukola ki?
It to God promised it.
Yagusuubiza munaku ez'oluvannyuma.
Promised it in the latter days.
Okusinira byatugamba.
According what he tells us.
Mu Isaiah esura 11.
In Isaiah chapter 11.
Orunye oromwenda.
That verse 9.
Ayogera bwati.
He speaks like this.
Isaiah esura 11 orunye oromwenda.
Isaiah 11 verses 9.
Tebaliruma newankubadde okuzikiriza ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu lwonna. Kubanga ensi erijjula okumanya Mukama ng'amazzi bwe gasaanikira ennyanja.
Ensi
the world
erijjula okumanya Mukama
will be filled with the knowledge of God.
Ng'amazzi bwe ganjala ku nnyanja.
As the water spread over the sea.
Akati ebiseera ebisinga.
Now many times.
When
we prepare the entire world, it has to enter in this knowledge
and
filled very well.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's the promise of God. And
he
promised it in the latter days.
The
world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the water spread over the sea.
So
now when preparing the entire world for the second coming of the Lord Jesus as the nation which was called the nation of Uganda,
it's
required of us to first have to be filled with knowledge that we can fill the entire world. We know the fullness of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all His plans.
Yes,
he was with. Praise Jesus so much.
So, but you know,
now in this,
this
is what I want to tell you. Why do you hear the new generation? With full knowledge of God and His glory. And that's this ministry.
Which is
to fulfill this call of the nation of Uganda.
Tugamba mu Habakuku
2:14.
Habakuku esura y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Habakuku 2:14.
Kubanga ensi erijjula okumanya ekitiibwa kya Mukama ng'amazzi bwe gasaanikira ku nnyanja.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Ensi erijjula okumanya ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
The world be filled with knowledge of the glory of God.
Ng'amazzi bwe gasaanikira ku nnyanja.
As the water spread over the sea.
Sibiromanyi bulungi amazzi nga gabutikidde
nnyanja. I expect to know how water when it spreads on the sea.
Obulako ne woolinnya.
You fail to get where to step.
Obuweereza buno.
This ministry.
Oyinza okulabamu okumanya okwewuunyisa.
You may see amazing knowledge within it.
Mu bipande by'otunuulira.
In the images you see.
Naye nga kyonna kye tugenda okukola.
Everything we're going to be doing.
Kye kyasuubizibwa.
It's what was promised.
Okusobola okuyamba okuteekateeka amawanga gonna
ag'omunsi. Help prepare all nations of the world.
Olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe
Yesu. For the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Kyangu obuweereza oba omulimu omupya ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
As the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Wamu n'ekitiibwa kye.
Together with His glory.
Netuyitamu okutuukiriza ddala okuyitibwa kwaffe.
We pass through to fulfill our call.
Okw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
Of the nation Uganda.
Mukama yasuubiza mu Daniyeli 12.
God promised in Daniel 12.
Okubira ddala ku nnyoli sooka paka olw'okutaano.
Verse 1 to 5.
Naye okusingira ddala ku sooka katusoma olw'okutaano.
Mostly verse 5.
Kiddala munaku ez'oluvannyuma.
That truly in the latter days.
Okumanyira kulyeyo.
Knowledge will increase.
Naye katubire ddala ku sooka.
But let's get from verse 1.
Daniyeli esula ya 12 olunyoli sooka.
Daniel 12 from verse 1.
Mu biro ebyo Mikayiri aliyimirira. Omulangira omukulu aliyimirira abaana b'abantu bo.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Mu biro eby'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the time of the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Maiko n'eggye lyonna ery'omukulu.
Maiko with all the hosts of heaven.
Balina okudda mbayimirire.
They have to stand again.
Abasoma naffe mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
Those started us with the journey of heaven.
Tubadde tusoma ebinja bya malayika omusanvu.
We start the seven groups of angels.
Era nga tugenda mu maaso n'okubyaniriza.
And we move on to welcome them.
Okukola wamu naffe mulimu guno.
To work together with us in this work.
Katweyongereyo.
Let's move on.
Daniel 12 verse 1. era waliba ekiseera ekyokunakuwaliramu ekitabangawo kasooka wabaawo eggwanga okutuusa ku biro ebyo era mu biro ebyo abantu bo baliwonyezebwa buli alirabika nga yawandiikibwa mu kitabo ky'obulamu era bangi ku abo abeebaka mu nfuufu ey'oku nsi balizuukuka abamu eri obulamu obutaggwaawo n'abamu eri ensonyi n'okunyoomebwa okutaggwaawo n'abo abalina amagezi balyakaayakana ng'okumasaamasa okw'omu bbanga n'abo abakyusa abangi eri obutuukirivu ng'emmunyeenye emirembe n'emirembe naye ggwe Danyeri bikka ku bigambo osse akabonero ku kitabo okutuusa ekiseera eky'enkomerero bangi baliddiŋŋana embiro n'okumanya kulyeyongera
n'okumanya kulikolaki
knowledge will increase
bangi bajja kuddiŋŋana embiro
many will be running
tugiyita Amos esula ey'omunaana
we call it Amos chapter 8 verse 12 down
abantu nga bambuka ensozi
and people stuck on the mountains
n'ebiwonvu nga banoonya ekigambo
the valleys and are seeking for the word
naye nga tebakiraba
but they don't see it
agamba nti ebyo ebiro ebyo
he says those exact seasons
okumanya kulikolaki
knowledge will increase
so bw'owulira omulembe omupya
when you hear the new generation
okulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde
with the full knowledge of God
twogera nti okumanya kwalina okweyongera
speak that knowledge was meant to increase
nga zinnaku ez'oluvannyuma
and they are the latter
ezaategekebwamu okukolebwamu ebyama ebyo
prepared to execute all those major secrets
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
na Daniel bamugamba
and Daniel was told
tibika ku bigambo ebyo
that you seal those words
okutuuka ku nnaku ez'oluvannyuma
until the latter days
era bitegeererwa
and they will be understood
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
so mu bufunze
now in brief
omulembe omupya ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde
generation with the full knowledge of God
ekitiibwa kya Katonda
and the glory of God
weereza okutuukiriza ddala okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda
fulfilling the call of nation Uganda
so bado tekateka manga gonna
to prepare all nations
bado kuda kwa mkama wa Yesu Kristo
for the coming the second coming of the Lord Jesus
okunona abatukuvube
to come back for his saints
Yesu yabazibwe
praise Jesus so much
wabula
but
mukisera kyekimu
at the same time
mukumanya okujjudde
that full knowledge
kama wa Yesu yasubiza
the Lord Jesus promised
yebirate byo kubikula buli kiti bwe kyama
that the source to reveal everything called the secret
atuita mule mpyo gwino kumanya Katonda okujjudde
back to the new generation with the full knowledge of God
tewe unya
don't be surprise
atulete bya mabinge byokumanya Katonda
bring many secrets of knowing God
kusokera tala kuitibwa kwegwanga
in the call of the nation Uganda
banga yasubiza
for he promised
kuri kintu ekya kwekebwa
everything hidden
kiri bikulwa munna kusoma zenyene
rebuild in these exact days
atusome mu Luka 8
let's read in Luke 8
onyule 16
verse 16
Luka esule yo 8 n'olunyiri lwa 16
Luke chapter 8 from verse 16
era tewali akoleza tabaaza n'agisaanikira mu kibbo oba kugissa wansi w'ekiriri naye agissa ku kikondo abayingiramu balabe bweyaka kubanga tewali kigambo ekyakisibwa ekitalirabisibwa newankubadde ekyakwekebwa ekitalimanyibwa nekirabika mu lwatu
yesu yebazibwa
Jesus
tumuli mulembe ogwo omupya
we are in that new generation
ogwina okumanya Katonda okujjudde
with the full knowledge of God
n'ekitiibwa kye
and his glory
omulembe ogulimu okuleeta ebyama byonna
the generation to bring all secrets
ebyobwakabaka bwa Katonda
of the kingdom of God
ebyamawanga gonna ag'omunsi
unto all nations of the world
ogenda mu maaso okukkiriza okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda
to fulfill the call of the nation Uganda
n'emikwano gyaffe nga twegasi wamu nabo
our friends as we join together with them
okuva mu nsi zonna
from the all nations
katondera bamwagara
those learning and loving God
era abalindira okudda kwa mukama wa Yesu
who are waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus
yes yebaziwe
praise Jesus
obiyonna
in all
okumanya kuno okujjudde
this full knowledge
lwaki kikulu nnyo mu kuteekateeka okudda kwa mukama wa Yesu
why is it major in preparing for the second coming of Jesus
kubanga abazikira bazikira lwa kubula
for those getting destroyed are destroyed for lacking knowledge
kusinira mukose Yesu leyo kuna
according to Hosea chapter 4
onyoro mukaga
verse 6
atusome tulire
let's read and hear
Hosea esule yokuna olinyoro mukaga
Hosea 4 verse 6
abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubulwa okumanya kubanga oganye okumanya nange ndi kugaana ggwe olemenga okubeera kabona gyendi kubanga weerabidde amateeka ga Katonda wo
Yes,
praise Jesus. God is people
that
have been destroyed for lacking knowledge.
But
time we are getting the full knowledge to decide the destruction of many. And when the Lord is coming,
he will
find the faith on the world.
So
the Holy Spirit asks in Luke 18:6-8, when the Son of Man will come back, will he find the faith on the earth?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I mean,
but like we heard in Romans 10:17, the faith, it comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. We are here to display the light of the word of God, the light of knowledge, that we can fulfill the call of our nation of Uganda. In brief, that's what I can tell you. Why the new generation with the full knowledge of God in His glory. It's given to fulfill this all. Because if we get to know God and Christ Jesus is sent,
we've
already held eternal life. Like He told us in John chapter 17:3. Let's read there and we hear. John 17:3.
Buno bwe bulamu obutaggwaawo, okumanya gwe Katonda omu ow'amazima n'oyo gwe watuma Yesu Kristo.
Obulamu obutaggwaawo,
eternal life,
baabaagala okuyimusibwa tutwalibwe mu ggulu,
as we will be lifted, taken to heaven, and the Lord Jesus is coming back,
we
must have the guarantee of eternal life on this earth. It is to know the one true God and Christ Jesus is sent. The one helping us understand that is the Spirit of the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 2:9-11,
he
said we cannot understand those words except the Spirit of the Lord within him. Praise Jesus. That's what is in the brief. Why the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory? It's the ministry committed the work to help all nations, the nation of Uganda, to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. We too, we are ready.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are very ready. And I know that you too, you are ready.
Even come early,
even tomorrow, come early, tell others.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
come early for the call of the nation Uganda. Taken long, we had many prophecies. And we had an entire mountain, prayer mountain. The nations come. And they have come to hear the call of the nation. But we've not come out well. Today it's the season to help those who began in the call of the nation, that comes to fulfill in the name of the Lord Jesus. Another third aspect
which
I want you to understand on the call of the nation Uganda, I expect they are prepared well. I don't want you to reach out to confuse your fellow Ugandan or a friend of the nation. They want to understand how is that call that I join on it, that we move together.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We had Israel too has to join on us. All nations has to join on us. A major nation is Israel to seal that.
Assyria.
Is the covenant we shall start of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The third aspect. This is the plan of God, which is in the Holy Scriptures. On the nation Uganda. For the future of the entire world filled with light.
God is a biblical plan.
What we call plan ya Katonda elimbyawandikiwa.
For Uganda.
Eri Uganda.
On behalf of Africa.
Kulwa Africa yonna.
And the entire world is enlightened the future.
Ne future yensi yonna ejude kitangala. Omusana ogumulisiddwa.
Gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Of the light of
God. So tugiyita plan ya Katonda.
We call it the plan of God.
Eri mu byawandiikwa ebitukuvu.
Which is in the Holy Scriptures.
Eggwanga lya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Ku lw'ensi yonna.
On behalf of the entire world.
Ejjudde future.
Which is enlightened with the future.
Ng'erimu omusana ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
The future enlightened with the word of God.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Ekyo nno kye twagala okusooka ate okutunuulira.
That's what we want to first look on.
Future eno.
This future.
Ng'otandisa akalala awo.
You begin something else there.
Future egenda kubamu omusana gw'okumanya Katonda.
This future is going to be in the light of knowing God.
Okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
The full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And His glory.
Future.
The future.
Baba mu lulimi Oluganda tugamba.
In the Luganda language we say.
Ani akimanyi.
Who knows future in Uganda?
Ebyomu maaso.
Ebyomu maaso.
Ebyomu maaso.
Ebyomu maaso.
Future. Ejjudde okumanya Katonda.
The future filled with knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And His glory.
Okusooka.
First and foremost.
Byomwoyo.
In the spiritual.
Ebimanyiddwa nga eby'ekkanisa.
Which is known as the church.
Okusooka.
First and foremost.
Byomwoyo.
In the spiritual.
Oba eby'ekkanisa.
Oh, church.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ebyomwoyo ebyo ebyaki?
The spiritual.
System
is the number one.
On the
things we are to see which have to have the full knowledge of God and the glory of God. The second thing, the political system.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Then,
the third aspect,
okumanya Katonda okujjudde n'ekitiibwa
kye. Where there has to be the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Biyitibwa ebyenfuna.
It's called the financial system, economic system.
Ebintu ebyo tubikulaga wali eri.
We show those things to you right there.
Ekyokusatu.
The fourth.
No, ekyokusatu kizeemu ko
Katonda. The third.
Ebyenfuna.
The economic system.
Ekyokuna.
The fourth.
Ebyenkolagana.
It's the social relations.
Ekyokuna.
The fourth.
Ebyenkolagana.
Social relations.
Then ekyokutaano.
And the fifth.
Ebyobulamu.
Is the healthy system.
Nga bijjudde omusana.
And it's filled with light.
Ogw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Wamu n'ekitiibwa
kye. Together with His glory.
System ezo ettaano.
Those five systems.
Singa tunaaba nga tuzitadde omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
If you put them in the light of the word of God.
The
world will move on to prepare for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
System we soka.
The first system. Let's briefly explain it.
Want
to reach out, confuse your fellow Ugandan.
The one
who was called to serve God.
You
confuse a friend of this nation.
The
one who wants to help.
And
the one who yearns for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Then
you explain different things to them. Which confuse revelation of the Spirit of God.
And
they bring darkness.
And
there is no knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The first aspect. We want to explain of it.
The
spiritual system or church system.
These
are made by three major pillars.
There
is the Father.
Kigambo nga ye mwana.
The Word and is the Son.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Eby'omwoyo.
The spiritual system.
Ebyekkanisa.
Of the church.
Bikoleddwa empagi ssatu.
Are made by three pillars.
Kuliko Katonda Kitaffe.
There is God the Father.
Kuliko Katonda Kigambo.
There is God the Word.
Nga ye mwana.
And that is the Son.
Ne kubaako.
And there is.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Bamanyiddwa ng'omwoyo wa Mukama.
The one known as the Spirit of the Lord.
Lwaki bano z'empagi z'ebyomwoyo?
Why are these the pillars of the spiritual system?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bano balina ennyumba yaabwe.
These have their house.
Era tuwulira nti ekitaffe akola ki?
And we hear that is the Father.
Ali mu ggulu.
Heaven.
Nga bw'olaba family bwe zikolebwa.
Like you see how families are made.
Nga mulimu taata.
And there is the father.
Maama.
The mother.
Ne ssenga.
And the auntie.
Oba kojja.
Or the uncle.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So empagene ebyomwoyo.
Now the spiritual system.
Obekkanisa.
Or the church.
Ekolebwa empagene zo satu
of the three major pillars. According to Ephesians 2, verses 19, all the nations,
we
have to bring them back to the Holy Family in the household of the Father. Let's read and we hear.
Ephesians 2:19. Kale bwe mutyo, temukyali bannaggwanga na bayise, naye muli bwa kika kimu n'abatukuvu, era ba mu nnyumba ya Katonda. Kubanga mwazimbibwa ku musingi, be batume ne bannabbi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Amen.
Tusooka okuzza amawanga gonna.
We must restore all nations.
Tugategeeza.
And we tell them
kitaffe ali omu akola
ki? That our Father is one.
Ali mu ggulu.
He's in heaven.
Mwanga twaga mu Matayo 2:7.
We are told in Matthew 23.
Nyoro mwenda.
Verses 9.
Temubanga ne kitamu mwera ku nsi.
Do not have any other father on the earth.
Mwanga kitamu ali omwali
mwera. For your Father is one in heaven.
Ekyo kya mazima ku mioyo
gyaffe. That is truthful on our spirits.
Okusinda byayogera mu Ezekiel.
God what is speaking in Ezekiel.
18:3.
Chapter 18 verse 3.
Agamba.
He says.
Tememe zonna zisi.
That all souls are his.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
When we get
to Hebrews 12, from verse
9,
he said that we had our physical fathers, and they are of our flesh, but he himself is the father of our spirits. Now in all what I can first tell you, that in the spiritual, people have to get back and understand their father in heaven. Whether you're a child or a father, whether you're a mother or uncle,
what is your family for you?
There is our family in heaven. That's our Father we hear of in heaven. We usually read those prayers in Matthew 6:9-10.
Or
to region 11. And we hear our Father is in heaven. And halloweth be his name. What are we the children doing on the world?
It answers
us in Philippians 3:20 that truly our home is in heaven. Here we are strangers.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So empaji family ya Katonda.
The family of God. That's how it appears. And those are the three pillars. If you are to enter in it, they tell you like this. Matthew 23:18.
Oba mugamba nti omuntu bwanalya nti omuntu bwanalayiranga ekyoto nga si kintu buli analayiranga ekitone ekiriko.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Matthew 28:18-19.
Matthew 28:18.
Yesu najja nayogera nabo n'agamba nti mpeereddwa obuyinza bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi. Kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa nga mbabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Oba oyagala okuyingira mu famire ya
Kitaffe. If you want to enter the family of the Father,
oyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe.
You enter the name of the Father,
Omwana,
and the Son,
n'Omwoyo
Omutukuvu, and the Holy Spirit.
N'okakasa ng'oli mu family
y'ekkanisa. And you prove you are in the family of the church.
Ng'ekkanisa.
For we as the church,
twajja okulabisa ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
We came to manifest things done in heaven.
Si bwe kiri?
Is it not that?
Nga bw'ayogera mu Matayo 6:14.
When speaks in Matthew 6,
from 9 to 14, atulagira nti ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
Commands us things done in heaven.
Ye tuba tukola ku nsi.
Is what we do on this earth.
So mu by'ekkanisa.
Now on church,
tusooka okulaga.
We first show you
nti eby'omwoyo birina ki? Family.
But the spiritual things have a family.
And
the pillars in it are three. If you are to enter in them,
yes,
praise Jesus. You enter in that family.
You
enter the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This Son is the Word Himself. According to John 1:14, the Lord Jesus is the Word. Let's read of Him here. John 1:14.
Kigambo n'afuuka omubiri n'abeerako gye tuli ne tulaba ekitiibwa kye, ekitiibwa ng'ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu yekka Kitaffe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kigambo
the word whom we saw as the Son. Why have I brought this? According to the book of 1 John chapter 5, there are three witnesses in heaven. There is the Father, the Word, and the Son we read here, and the Holy Spirit. And these three agree and they are one. Let's read there and we hear.
Ebaluwa yokana esoke sura yokutano n'oluyiriri olw'omusanvu.
John 5 verse 7.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu mu ggulu, Kitaffe, Kigambo n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu, n'abo bakanya mu omu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abalina Bayibuli ezimu ez'Oluganda.
Those be the Uganda Bibles. That verse is not there in some Luganda Bibles.
You'll
use much the King James Version of English.
And
some English versions don't have that verse.
And
there's nothing like this. There are three witnesses in heaven. The Father, the Word whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the three agree. No one quarrels with another. They agree. Praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. Now these are the pillars. And the knowledge of them, which is filled with the glory, we
have
to bring it passing through the call of this nation.
We
pass through this ministry called to do that work. The new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
even in the journey of heaven, to make you know of these pillars. The first pillar, it's the Father. This one is the one who makes what we call above the heavens. That
too,
let's explain it. We still explain one pillar. I want
to
stand in the call of the nation when you've understood it well. It's going to be moving how?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The first pillar called the Father. It makes what we call the beginning. Above all the heavens. We are going to read of it. You need to understand this work very well. A person never to ask what is above the heavens. You tell them the Father. The beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When the Father speaks of that issue, he first tells us in Jeremiah 23, verse 25, and he says that he fills the heavens and the earth. Besides saying there is the heavens and earth which are existing, but he, the Father, fills them. He is above all of them. Let's read Jeremiah 23 from verse 23.
Nze ndi Katonda ali okumpi, bw'ayogera Mukama. So siri Katonda ali ewala. Waliwo ayinza okwekweka mu bifo eby'ekyama ne simulaba, bw'ayogera Mukama. Sijjula eggulu n'ensi.
Nti ye kennyini tajjula eggulu n'ensi.
That he does he not fill heavens and earth.
It has faith.
The Father,
since
he blesses above all the heavens, in the beginning, before heavens and earth existed, and he sees all things. There are people who don't know that is what we call above all the heavens, and they would have known there what is up there. Most people ask, where was God when he created the heavens and earth? Now in the things we are to bring in the call of the nation, people have to know God. And they know their God that they can be saved.
So
he bases above the heavens. And when you hear that our Father is called the invisible, is above the heavens. He makes the beginning. He makes the new heavens and the new earth. Those which are above all the heavens. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Explains much the Holy Spirit.
He
says this in Job
28.
On the issue of the Father.
Yobu esulayabili munana olinyiruabili.
Job 28 verse 20.
Kala magezi gavawa nechifo okutegira wekubera chiriruddawa kubanga gakwekebwa amaso gabalamu bonna era gakisibwa ennyonyi ezomubbanga okuzikirira n'okufa kwogera nti twawulira ekigambo kyago n'amatuga fe Katonda ategeera ekkubo lyago era yamanyi ekifo kyago kubanga atunuulira okutuuka ku nkomero z'ensi era alaba ebiri wansi w'eggulu lyonna.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Amen.
Kitaffe mwennyini,
the Father himself,
asinira waggulu w'eggulu
lyonna. He rises up above all the heavens,
n'alingiza mu ggulu,
and he looks through the heavens,
lyonna paka ku nsi eno gye
tuli, heavens to the planet where we are.
Those
who never knew where the Father is.
But
as our call is
to
bring the light which is filled in the spiritual system of church, in the political system, in the economic system, in the health system, and the social system.
It's
where we are to pass to prepare all nations. When you're confused and you don't know how you handle one, what we move on to introduce, you will never be able to understand the
call.
Many people have heard of the call of the nation. But they say, how are we going to do it? Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We no more ask that question.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So what do you have?
Now that's the Father.
He
makes what we call above all the heavens. The beginning is the end itself.
Yes, he was
praise
amen.
Jesus. And he bases up above all the heavens. The Lord Jesus, after he died and rose again, ever passed all the heavens, went back to the Father. And he came back to his heaven where he is to reign.
According
to what he tells us in Ephesians 4. Let's get from verse 12. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 12.
Abefeso, esule yokona, olinyiriri, rakumi na bili. Uruo kutukiriza abatukuvu, uruo mlimu ugo kuweleza, uruo kuzimba umbili kwa Kristo.
Let's get back to verse 9.
Abefeso, esule yokona, olinyiriri wa muenda. Na ye chigambo echo nti, yalinya, chigamba chi wabula okugamba nti, era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi eyaka era ye wuuyo eyalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna alyoka atuukirize byonna.
Yes, he was
raised so much.
Kyalimwandi mukama waffe Yesu bwe yamala
okuzuukira, after the Lord Jesus raised up,
yalinnya n'asooka ayita mu ggulu lyonna.
He ascended past through all the heavens.
And
he first went back above the heavens,
kutandikwa kitaffe gyali,
in the beginning where the Father is.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Ataitu wakala kunyonyoka.
Now we want to get explained. The word of God.
Mwana wa Katonda.
The son of God.
Kama wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Ona akole kuru nese bilu wole.
He who makes heavens and earth which are today.
Okuva kunsi kutuli.
From this planet earth where we are.
Paka mkuri ya kusatu.
To reaching the third heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Wizo okuva uraba.
You may be seeing.
Okuva wano kunsi.
Right from this planet earth.
Nabu uraba.
Like you see the sexual appearance of this heaven.
The
passes moves to that heaven.
In
the first created heaven. Where there is the city of God. And he moves on.
Yes, we always win.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So much. When he passes the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, he moves on to the second heaven, where we find four living creatures, where spirits of all creations come from, and he moves to the third heaven, where there is his throne and the garden of God. This is the word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, in Him are things in heavens and earth. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now when we tell you the three pillars of church, what we speak of is a very broad word. The other works above the heaven, the Father. And Christ, the Word of God, He makes the heavens and earth which are, to bring back the fullness of His glory. For He first spoke with us in Isaiah on what concerns His fullness as the Lord Jesus. When He was in prophet Isaiah, He spoke this. Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66 from verse 1.
Bwati bwayogera Mukama nti eggulu ye ntebe yange, n'ensi ye ntebe y'ebigere byange. Nyumba ki gye mulinzimbira?
Yes, ye was
praise Jesus.
Agambye eggulu ye ntebe ye.
He says heaven is his throne.
Si ye ntebe y'ebigere
bye. Earth is his footstool.
Nyumba ki gye muyinza
okumuzimbira? What house can you build for him?
Basinga bagambo bakitaffe yali ayogera.
Most people say, is it the Father? Maybe the Father told us He fills the heavens and earth. The others are all within Him. Heavens and earth which are within the Father. He, the Father, makes above the heavens.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But to explain you, the Holy Spirit said that those things on earth, whether things in heaven, they are in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 1. Let's begin from verse 12. Colossians 1 from verse 12.
Nga mwebaza kitaffe eyatusaanyiza ffe omugabo ogw'obusika obw'abatukuvu mu musana, eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza, n'atutwala mu bwakabaka bw'omwana we omwagalwa.
Kitaffe mwennyini yatulokola okuyita mwana.
Father himself saves us through the Son.
N'asooka atukumira mu bwakabaka bw'omwana omwagalwa.
Keeps us in the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Naye obwakabaka obwo,
but that kingdom,
bukolebwa eggulu n'ensi ebiriwo,
made up of the heavens and earth which are,
nga biri mu Kristo
yennyini, and they are within Christ himself,
nga bibiye,
and they are his.
We
want to tell the people that Christ is coming back the second time. He's the one who owns all things in heavens and earth. And the Father himself, God placed all things to be within him. Let's move on to the next verses. Colossians 1 verse 14.
Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika, omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna, kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi, ebirabika n'ebitalabika, oba nga ntebe za bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba masaza, ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era ne ku lulwe.
Owulidde ebintu byonna,
you heard all things,
mu ggulu ne ku nsi,
in the heavens and earth,
bibeerawo mu ye,
they all in him Jesus. Colossians 1:17.
Naye ye w'olubereberye mu byonna, era ebintu byonna bibeerawo mu ye.
Ebintu byonna bikola ki?
All things
bibeerawo mu ye.
All on within himself.
So bwe twogera ku Mukama waffe Yesu.
When we speak of the Lord Jesus,
kigambo kya Katonda,
the Word of God,
mpaji ey'okubiri mu by'ekkanisa,
the second pillar in the church,
oba mu by'omwoyo,
or in the spiritual
sphere, njagala olowooze ku bumu.
Think of his full knowledge and his glory. How
can
we take the nations of the world?
And
we explain them. Truly we were called.
And
this is what we are called to do. These I give them to you in brief. But you must get them in the details ahead.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen. So
now that is how it is. Some people say, how comes him who in him attains the heavens and earth? At last time, sometime he was on earth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Truly, the truth is this. All of us are branches which we have gotten from him.
So
everything making up heavens and earth, from his fullness, all of us we were given. John 1:16.
Katusome. Yokana esura esoka.
Yokana esura esoka. Nori nyiriru kumi na omukaga.
John 1 from verse 16.
Kukujula kwe. Fefe na kwe tuwawewa. Echisa. Mchipoche echisa.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ubujivu wa Kristo.
From the fullness of Christ.
Ukubida damu kuweli yoku.
Right from the third heaven.
To
reaching planet Earth where we are. All creations within them. All of us we were gotten from him. That's why he spoke in John 15. From verse 1 to down. That he is the true vine. And we too are branches. Have you understood it clear?
So
now you tell the people that though you reject Christ, you were gotten from him, and you live in him.
You
know where to run to.
Said
in Acts
17,
from verse
19
to
25,
we walk in him, we live in him, we have our being in him.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen. So, but we are going to Christ
now,
Jesus.
If we are to speak of Christ Jesus, the second pillar in the church, we cannot compare him to the owners of prophets and the pastors.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
He is a great one. You can't bring prophet someone and compare him with him. Others bring Muhammad and nearer him to Jesus.
Yes,
do you know Jesus?
Seasons
have come Uganda to fulfill your call.
It will
be known that God truly called you.
God
with high wisdom and understanding.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. So much.
So what to Christ to worry?
That's how Christ is. In brief, as the second pillar. But the third pillar, the Holy Spirit, I'm going to briefly speak of him. But him, you cannot run even from him. For he moves in the body of Christ, which makes heavens and earth. And after he goes above the heavens, and they tell you, where will you run from him?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I mean,
I want to speak of the third pillar, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. Psalms 139, verse 6, and down.
Zaburi chikumi asatu mwenda ulinyuru mukaga.
Psalms 139 from verse 6.
Okumanya okulingangoko kwa chitalo kunema kwa waguru. Si za kukutu kako. Nagenda wa okuva elio moyo go. Wabana dukida wa amaso go.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Moyo wa mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Ziwo kumudu.
It's very hard to run from him.
And
you can't run from his eyes. For is the spirit making up the seven spirits and the seven eyes? And he sees you wherever you go. And he follows you wherever you go. Everything you do, he sees it. All pillars, I think you hear of them. Pillars of the spiritual church, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is no one you run from.
The Father
above the heavens works there. The word makes heavens and earth which are. And the Holy Spirit spreads all through. In the heavens which
are
and above the heavens. Now let them see where you can run to. People are on this world thinking God doesn't see them. And they think he's only seated in heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But as a nation called in this work, reveal all secrets.
Yes, he was
praise
Jesus.
So much. He told us, where can you run from the Spirit of God? This is the third pillar in the spiritual system of church, which we are going to bring in the full knowledge, prepare the future of the entire world, evolving the full knowledge of God and his glory as a nation called. We move on with Psalms.
Zaburi ya chikumi ya satu mwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Psalms 139 verses 8.
Bwe nnaalinnya mu ggulu nga gy'oli, bwe nnaayala obuliri bwange mu magombe, laba nga gy'oli. Bwe nnaatoola ebiwawaatiro ebyenkya ne ntula mu bifo ebyennyanja ebiri ewala ennyo, newankubadde eyo omukono gwo gunannuŋŋamya.
Alali onaddukawo.
Now where will you run?
Okuva eri omwoyo wa Katonda.
From the Spirit of God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
Omwoyo ono omutukuvu.
This Holy Spirit.
Akolebwa emyoyo omusanvu.
He makes up the seven spirits.
Egirabikira mu kikondo
kyetta. Those which appear within the lampstand.
Oyinza okuba okiraba.
You may be seeing it.
Mukono guli.
On this hand.
Oyinza okuba okiraba mu katona.
You may see it in the small size there.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Amen.
Era ayogerwako mu kubikulu b'essuuli y'okunonyola okutambula bw'ati.
Spoken of in Revelations 4:5 like this.
Kubikulwa essuuli y'okuna n'olunyola okutambula.
Revelations 4 verse 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okumwatuka, entabaaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwa. Emyoyo gino omusanvu gyasooka okulabikira mu ggwanga lya Isirayiri.
It first appeared in the nation of Israel.
Wabula kyewuunyisa.
So surprising.
Mu Uganda wenyini tayari.
In Uganda they arrived here.
Yensonga lwaki tusobola okugisoma ne tugitegeera.
That's why we can read and understand them now.
Wegenda mu nsi yonna obabuuze emyoyo omusanvu
kiki. Go in the entire world, ask them what are the seven spirits.
Oba obabuuze ekikondo ky'ettaala kiki.
Ask them what is the lampstand.
Lwaki Katonda alikomezza mu ggwanga.
Why is God brought them back in our nation.
Lye ggwanga likwasomyeko mu kusooka lyeyasuubiza.
The nation we read of before which he promised.
N'agamba eggwanga lya Isirayiri.
And he told Israel.
Libakwasa obujja n'eggwanga esirusi.
I'll make you jealous with a foolish nation. Did you understand anything before?
Now
in the kingdom of God, those people who are least expected,
and the
light of everything to be known. Now in Israel,
he
showed them the lampstand, which shows the seven spirits. The seven spirits of God.
But
they didn't first realize what is this. Because it's the time they took to know. God has joined up truth of all things.
And
Uganda. In this nation of Uganda. As the nation calls. To be able to do the work of God. To prepare all nations. And to bring back Israel. In the hearts of the children. The God they first served. According to Exodus, Exodus 25, from 31 to 32, this is how God first showed the nation Israel to make the sign of the seven spirits in the lampstand. Exodus 25 from verse 31.
Era olikola ekikondo n'ezzaabu ennungi, ekikondo kiriwesebwa n'entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwakyo n'ebikompe byakyo n'emitwe gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo. N'amatabi mukaaga galiva mu mbiriizi zaakyo, amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubiriizi lwakyo olumu, n'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubiriizi lwakyo olwokubiri.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Amen.
Ojatuukira ekikondo ky'ettaala
ekyo. You reach on that lampstand.
Osobola okulaba emyoyo omusanvu
gyali gyakola. You can see the seven spirits how they appear.
Akabonero kaazo.
They are sign.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye waliwo bingi byogenda otegera mu maaso.
But there are many things you have to know ahead there.
Ebigenda okulaga nti emyoyo omusanvu giri tayari
mu ggwanga. Those show that those seven spirits are already in this nation Uganda.
Ebimu ku ebyo byo singana.
Some of those you will find.
Waliwo olugero olwetera okugera.
There is a proverb we always say.
Luli mu lulimi Oluganda.
It's in the Luganda language.
Lugamba nti maama yatuzaala baana musanvu.
It said mother birthed us seven children.
Era n'atubumbira obukulenge bwali musanvu.
And he molded for us seven pots.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. The one who will crush their pot, it will be a curse.
He will
send them the beast angel Abaddon to eat them. He will take them to hell. The seven pots, they are the seven angels, the commanders. The seven pots, they are the seven spirits.
Kampala yetorodde ensozi musanvu ojja kubimanya mu maaso.
You will not know things ahead there.
Kampala yetorodde ensozi musanvu.
Kampala surrounded by seven hills. You will know why His Excellency Yoweri Museveni is moving on to be a leader. Because of the sign of pouring the seven spirits in this nation, first of all, his name
Yoweri,
you will read in Joel, they will explain it. The name Museveni, the seven guns began with, the 27 people he began with in the war. Now the presidential term is going to be changed to 7 years.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
All
things you're going to know them why they're happening. Don't know what God is up to. This leader, His Excellency Museveni, His call is to prepare this nation in peace and justice so that we can fulfill the call as the nation Uganda.
It's not
eating money and living long.
They
don't put hatred over those issues. And you say it's taken long on them.
But
they put on you. You
too
look at your intentions if they put you on.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen. So which team you must
now that's the seven spirits.
They
first appeared in the nation of Israel. In the lampstand.
The
one makes the third pillar in the spiritual church. The real church.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. The names of the seven spirits, Isaiah 11, they gave them to us. Isaiah
11,
from
verse 1.
We have the Spirit of the Lord, the main within the lampstand.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Spirit of wisdom. We have the Spirit of understanding. We have the Spirit of counsel. And the Spirit of power. We have the Spirit of knowledge. And the Spirit of fear of God. All these spirits,
we are
going to prove that they are based in this nation. Like based in Israel.
Israel,
where there was the best of the call.
Jerusalem.
In the Jerusalem. Jerusalem too was surrounded by seven mountains.
You're
going to know many things. What I request you prepare yourself.
Prepare
your brethren will remain out. Do all things possible for television to come. Then we throw the nation, the message to the nation. Whether you sell what you have, it's upon you. Don't sell yourself as a prostitute but possess.
Apostles
say we sell ourselves.
Are
you telling you sell yourselves?
On
the middle of your hands, you can do the work of God.
You
don't need to go prophesy upon you.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
Amen. So,
now these seven spirits, which make up the third pillar of the church, they are still the seven eyes of God. Revelation 5:6, that pillar I put it aside, we handle another. Revelation 5:6.
Nenda wakati wentebe nebidamu ebina ne wakati wabakati omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Maaso ga Katonda,
the eyes of God,
ensi bulijjo zimanya alina limu.
The eye all along they knew God had one eye.
Siwe guli.
Is it not that?
And
they called God a big-eyed God.
But
by the knowledge of God which is
full,
we reveal the entire world that the eyes of God are seven.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Is the Spirit sent everywhere?
The
third pillar you hear of the church.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Right now, the future.
Yes,
the nation filled with the knowledge of God and His glory and the politics. Let me explain briefly on that.
The future,
the full knowledge of God and His glory in the politics. What are we to do on this issue? All the world to get back realized. So a leader is put on this world. But God knows. And God gives people leaders. According to the good yearnings in their hearts or the bad yearnings. If you get a lot of Hitler, you know you needed Hitler according to things we are doing.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And people to realize
if
they get leaders who are robbers, where does it come from? For the Most High reigns in the kingdom of men.
So
now politics, the real politics, it involves God and He knows everything. All nations have to realize to welcome God to reign within their kingdoms. For if they contend with Him, let them ask the greater ones where they are. They first put in this world and they were great.
Daniel 4,
verse
34.
This is one of the leaders they thought to be a great one. But he took from him the heart of a human being and gave him a heart of an animal. And
he entered
a bush for 7 years.
That
they can realize that the Spirit of God is all everywhere.
Let's read.
Let's read.
Daniel 4 from verse 34. Enaku ezo bwezagwa nze Nebukadnezar nenyimusa amaso gange eryeggulu. Amagezi gange neganziramu nenebaza oyo ali waggulu ennyo. Nemutendereza nemuwa ekitiibwa oyo abeera omulamu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga okufuga kwe kufuga okutaliggwaawo. N'obwakabaka bwe bwa mirembe na mirembe. N'abo bonna abatuula mu nsi abalowooza nga si kintu era akola nga bw'ayagala mu ggye lye ery'omu ggulu era ne mu abo abatuula mu nsi.
He does as he pleases.
You
want to tell people, do not trust your votes. Even though you've voted. For what you vote, God already has voted. But you fulfill that.
It
stirs up your heart according to the evils you've been doing. And
it gives
you a leader who will beat you or who will treat you peaceful.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
There is no leadership which is independent here.
And we
must tell all nations,
those
who speak to get leadership from the devil,
will
never happen and will never be. Even though you pass through the hands of the devil in all his occasions, right now you still go under the ocean. But the Most High has been seeing all things. And he left you.
That
will measure your wisdom and your foolishness. And to short nations. That they who leave you is in vain. Except when he's the one reigning. Nebuchadnezzar was the leader. Who was known in the entire world. But he reached to realize this.
Yes.
No leadership which stands independent. But the Most High. What causes God to give people harsh leaders?
Because people doesn't
want God to manifest through those leaders. Then he reigns.
And
even most leaders don't want that. But we are to resume lighting all nations.
We
told them all who were called great before. Where are they?
And
you who claim to be great, where are you to be?
That
they will realize there is the Most High in the kingdom of men. He still reigns.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
He promised, he told us we obey
those
who lead us.
He
too wants to come in your midst to work. 1 Samuel chapter
8
from verse 7 to 9.
Samuel ekisoka esula eyomunana olinyo lw'omusanvu.
1 Samuel chapter 8 from verse 7.
Mukama n'agamba Samuel nti ulire dobozi ly'abantu mu byonna bye bakugamba, kuba tebaganyi gwe naye baganyi nze, nneme okuba kabaka waabwe ng'emirimu gyonna bwe giri gye baakakola okuva ku lunaku lwe nabajja mu Misiri okutuusa leero, kubanga bandeka ne baweereza bakatonda abalala, naawe bwe baakukola bwe batyo. Kale nno kaakano wulira eddoboozi lyabwe, naye onoobategeereza ddala n'obalaga kabaka bw'alifaanana alibafuga.
Owulidde bulungi?
You hear clear?
Bafugira mu masekati gaabwe.
They refused God reign in their midst.
Bagamba twagala mukulembeze waffe nga wa busamize wa bulogo.
Our king and is a wizard.
Okatonanga balage kyagenda
okubakola. God told them, showed them what he's going to do to them. They ended up saying,
but we
want that one, our man. That is the world. And he gave them Adolf Hitler. And the many harsh ones who have been. Even up to now, he still gives many. When you look
past
Samuel 8:19, they told them all things, how they will happen to them, on the leader they were asking for. And they will say it, even though, give us that one.
Because
the people are out.
Our
man,
Museveni,
and others, and many others they say. And you yearn for what you don't know. The one coming is going to do what? I've not refused to vote as you want. But I want to show you what has been happening in this world.
That
though people cast votes, but the vote is first cast by God. It is the one who speaks with your heart that votes. According to how those people carry on themselves. You know why they
are
not bringing leaders for us? All the past years?
We who have
been there saying we want God to reign over us, we have been there and we have been a number of us.
And God
said, I'm not going to bring a harsh ruler to you. You know the ones who were here before what they did.
If
you worry much the coming, what are they going to do? If we don't align ourselves, all those happen on all nations of the world. You still hear that this leader has robbed you and done things. The one you're yearning for is going to do what to you? Have you ever asked God on that issue?
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
So moving on,
now with this all, let's read
Samuel.
First Samuel. First Samuel
8:19.
Samuel ekisoka sura ya 8 olinyirwa 19.
First Samuel 8 verse 19.
Naye abantu ne bagaana okuwulira eddoboozi lya Samuel, ne boogera nti nedda, naye twagala kabaka atufuge.
Olidde bulungi.
You hear clear?
Though
God has said he's going to do that to us, we want a king.
But whom Samizo Morogo
just be given a wizard, a sorcerer. The one who fears God will not handle our politics.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Amen.
That in this world God has given a leader who is harsh. He does it according to how people have contended with him. And is the king who reigns over all.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Amen.
What's happening is this, brethren. Ask people with the call of the nation. Have handled and held well the weapons of the fighting of God, that we can serve as we give life to people of the full knowledge of God, in all that we can prepare them.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We want to look on another pillar. Another aspect where the full knowledge has to be headed to, the economic system, which is filled with full knowledge of God and His glory. I'm briefly giving them unto you. Let's see Matthew
6.
God knows much what we need. I hope you know that. Matthew 6:30.
Matayo esula ya mukaga olunyirwasa tu.
Matthew 6:30.
Naye Katonda bwayamba sabwatyo omuddo ogw'omuttale oguliwo leero nekyo bagusuula mu kyoto, talisinga nnyo okwambaza mmwe abalina okukkiriza okutono? Kale temweraliikiriranga nga mwogera nti tulilyaki oba tulinywaki oba tuliyambala ki, kubanga ebyo byonna amawanga biganoonya. Kubanga Kitammwe ali mu ggulu amanyi nga mwetaaga ebyo byonna.
Yes,
Kitaffe
ali mu ggulu.
Our Father in heaven
amanyi nti twetaaga ebyenfuna ebitalidde obulungi.
We need the economic system which is well.
Era alabirira obutonde bwonna obw'omunsi.
Watches over all creations of the world.
Naye abantu okuva Katonda.
But people from abandoning the Lord. Right now they work with much physical strength to sustain their economic system.
But
though they work with that much strength, still in their finances, they hold only 5 or 10%. Things governing economics and the big
debt
by which we are to move our economic system, the one working on them is God. The oxygen we breathe, the gold and all precious stones we sell and buy, the food we sell and buy is the one who grows it in his ground. Now you find
yourself,
though you refuse no God of the economics,
make 5%
to sustain your economic system, to supply in one place or another. But most is spread them, they are there. And speaks in Amos 4.
It
does rain and it shifts puts to one place to another.
So you know money to be
now, all he knows we need them.
And
he said that the Gentiles seek and yearn for them much. But he knows we too we need them. But he said this on the words of economics.
Matayo esula eyomukaga n'olunyiriri lwasatu mu bbiri.
Matthew 6:32.
Kubanga ebyo na amawanga biganoonya. Kubanga Kitammwe ali mu ggulu amanyi nga mwetaaga ebyo byonna. Naye musooke munoonye obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe, era ebyo byonna mulibyongerwako.
Ebyenfuna,
the economic system,
ye Katonda yabitegeka dda ne bigwa.
Prepared it long time and it finished.
Katonda asobola n'okulagirira zaabu nti tuli wali wansi.
Gold is right down there.
Naye ekizibu,
but the problem, thought it's us playing the great part on the finances and the
economy.
And we didn't mind to seek the kingdom of God, neither its righteousness. And people in the world, on their mouth they speak God, but in their hearts, it's filled of their finances and economics, needs of this world. But he said, me too, I know
that
these things that your finances and economics be well. But your problem, you ignore what the main issue.
So,
seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And this I will add them to you. To prove God knows of this issue of the finances and economics,
yes, he was
praise Jesus. He spoke in Mark 10, verse 28 and to 31. He said, even in heaven he prepared our finances and economy. Built a golden city for us.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And he put a garden for us.
Flows
streams of milk and honey in the third heaven. He told us there is your 100 portions in heaven. Even the world, I want to prove you, I prepared you 100 in your finances and economics. But who has even 10?
For we
struggle even to get of 20% of our finances and economics. He even knows where they are. You're still struggling like that. You're looking for your finances.
Your
Father in heaven knows what you want, where it is.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
Let's
read in Mark. Mark 10 from verse 28.
Awo Petero natanula okumugamba nti laba fetwale kabyonna ne tukugoberera. Yesu nagamba nti mazima mbagamba nti tewali eyaleka ennyumba oba abooluganda oba bannyina oba nnyina oba kitaawe oba abaana oba ebyalo ku lwange n'olw'enjiri ataliweebwa emirundi 10 mu biro bino ebyakaakano ennyumba n'abooluganda ne bannyina ne bannyaabwe n'abaana n'ebyalo n'okuyigganyizibwa. Mark 10 verse 30. Nti ataliweebwa mirundi 10 mu biro bino ebyakaakano ennyumba n'abooluganda ne bannyina ne bannyaabwe n'abaana n'ebyalo n'okuyigganyizibwa ne mu mirembe egigenda okujja obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Yes,
era wadde wayiganyizibwa n'olekawo
ennyumba yagamba ebyenfuna byayagala abikoleko.
Your finances says one work on your financial system. Even in heaven, he first prepared for us.
Now we know say
you laid your heart to his name and for the gospel. God knows well our economic system. But the battle came in two people. And money says we seek for him. Even God says we seek for him.
And
we got a battle right there. Now we tell all people in the world, God has not refused to give people what they need. But we had ignored our God.
The
Father whom we speak all along on our mouth.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
For God says we seek for him. Even money too says seek for me. And it's held people's hearts. Church, they have ceased from the real powers of the gospel of the kingdom of God. They are there too, are looking for money. Even the one in the world is on the same thing.
But
as you, a nation called,
The new
generation with the full knowledge of God. You prepare yourself to resume tell this world. Even the finances God knows of them. He knows them to reach 100.
He
first prepared a portion in heaven. And even on the earth he prepared. But because you perverted,
if
you refuse to seek righteousness,
yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
Thus he decided to leave you to toil. Like he says in Ecclesiastes 3, from verse 9
unto
11.
He said,
he put toiling to trouble the people. He was able to make all things beautiful in their time. Because we don't give him time. He tells us we seek for him. Even man says, seek for me. And in the morning, where are you going? I'm going to look for money. When do you look for God? I will go on the mountain. Look for me, the book of the Lord. You say no. That's why I told you. According to what it says in Proverbs 8:17, he loves them who love him, and they who diligently seek him, they will see him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But friends, things changed. Right now, people are only looking for money. Even the one who seems to serve God, what has brought them? Most of them, the issue they brought is money. Now, God told us in Jeremiah 29. From verse 10 to 13, that we seek for him. When we shall see him, we search him with all our hearts. Even man is saying,
but
when you see me, you take, check me out. And we buy Ubot detectors where we pass paper money to check which is not fake. You count money and you separate it one by one.
But
when you get the Bible, it's all tapped like this. Pages are on each other. But your money, each paper is clear one by one.
You
search every letter on your paper money. But some verses in your Bible, you don't know where they are. But money.
Bakubuzane chapters imu ngato
zimaina sima. Chapters you don't know of them.
Na yet three.
Money.
Oma ako mtu aro.
Even when your clothing
is America,
is America, Europe. And God says, okay, your economics handle themselves. Let me put you in Ecclesiastes.
From
verse 9 to 11. You toil.
When you
get tired and heavy laden, you will get back to me.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, Mufunzi,
now in brief, that's what concerns the much light to shine the economic system. When we prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus, people have been taken much in things like those. Some have not realized things of church. Others don't know how politics should be running. Even others don't know the economic system, how to run it. And there are also social relations of social system. But it says in the social, the next part we are to see on the other day. I think you've seen how they are brought.
Sunday, yeah.
Next Sunday.
In
the morning at 9, today we've waited for you.
It's
like 15 minutes before we began. But the other time we shall not wait.
Then
you will come when there's no more place for you. But I think now you've seen.
Otherwise
will come, there will no more be a place.
We
shall begin on the social. the social relations, which he speaks of in Malachi 2, from verse 9, from verse 10. And he says, friends, we have one Father. Why are we fighting amongst ourselves? Every day we pray our Father in heaven. We divide our gospel with our languages and blood. Even with color. He said in him he wants one person. He
said
he is only one Father over all of us. He said we have one Father.
But
why are we fighting amongst ourselves? Nation, will you try? Why are you fighting with another? That they are fighting for land. When you ask them who have the land title created in heavens and earth, none of them have it.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So,
now, the social relations, he God says, right from Genesis 11, we acted stubborn. We wanted to head back to heaven with our sins. And he confused our tongue. And he said, to prove we are meant to be one. We speak one language.
But
it was just changed here on the tongue to releasing the words.
And
the language we spoke with the angels, all of us, to put a relation there.
Agamba.
He says, spiritual and physical gifts, we can help each other be one. In the church, he gave us gifts. In the spirit, he gave gifts. Others the doctors, others engineers, others farmers. Gifts are different. Who sent us to relate because of them.
So we
must tell nations again. Much light of relation.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
In
the end we shall see on the healthy. In heaven it's no more going to be tears. Neither to get sick. Neither to see sorrow or pain. He's the one who went up with the healthy. Though we've made hospitals, he never watches the watchman watching. If he never treats, the doctors treat in vain. We want to resume tell nations. Even all medicine used on the world, God
is
the one who planted them in the trees. You don't boost over that. But the glory to get back the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can we begin there next time? No other secrets.
You're
going to hear on the secrets of the call of the nation.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. May God bless.
Let's
go praise and worship him.
Let's
get to the next service.